Weddings, anniversaries, family reunions, any
good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
you're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last month, we went to Tallahassee, and we actually had a sermon in preparation for that we aired that showed and went over the biblical principles of protecting every innocent human life, as well as went over the various proposed legislation. One of those, and the main bill that we went over, was known as a six-week ban or a heartbeat bill, and has actually been since signed or has been passed by the Florida Senate and the Florida House, and has been signed by the governor. And many will tell you that this, we have made great advancements and that this is a good bill. But we're going to examine this bill today, as we did a few weeks ago, based on not human reasoning, but based on the Bible, and see whether this bill is actually a good bill or merely less evil. And I will propose to you that this bill is a bill that is merely less evil, because this bill specifically authorizes abortion, and abortion is, by definition, evil. It is evil to shed innocent blood. It is evil to shed the blood of preborn children. And we are going to look at this. We, as an organization, and we have, as a church, Covenant Tabernacle, we take a biblical principle, biblical approach to protecting every innocent human life. We actually also are a part, and I am the state president of Personhood Florida, where we are working to protect every innocent human life from beginning to biological development all the way to natural death. We're working to protect human life in the womb and also outside of the womb. And we actually have seen, scientists have actually created glow-in-the-dark humans. We're working to protect the disabled. Did you know that 90% of all children diagnosed with Down syndrome were actually killed by abortion in the womb? And about 10% of those test results are actually false positives. We're also working to protect seniors. Seniors should never be, we should never hasten death by starvation, dehydration, or over-medication. We also are working on a constitutional amendment, the Human Life Protection Amendment, that you can get at personhoodflorida.com. If you haven't signed this, please go to personhoodflorida.com and sign this petition right now. So this adds preborn human beings to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. The Declaration of Rights already says that humans have a right to enjoy and defend life. So this would add preborn children to that Declaration of Rights. And in addition to this, we actually have a proposed Personhood Act that, unlike the bill that was just passed, does not authorize abortion under any circumstance and would lay the groundwork for the legal protection of every innocent human life. We are looking for sponsors. So far to date, we have not had anyone in the legislature, a House member or a senator, that has had the courage to sponsor or co-sponsor the Florida Personhood Act. I would encourage you to encourage your representative and your senator to be bold, to be brave, to actually carry out legislation and to sponsor legislation that would protect every innocent human life. We're going to briefly go over, before looking at the law itself, we're going to briefly go over principles, legislative principles for the protection of every innocent human life, and really covering this from a biblical standpoint. Legislation must protect human life because we're created in God's image. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, according, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions. Rolling with the punches today. One of the stations, WPSL, wasn't able to connect with Zoom, but hey, we're connecting to the stations with Skype, and we're streaming to Facebook and YouTube for the first time today. We're streaming in high definition over there, and so far, so good. Zero frames dropped, and you know, we'll In fact, we've been streaming over to Facebook, even though we haven't been live on Facebook. We've been sending the feed to Facebook for about 16 minutes now, zero frames dropped. So hopefully that'll hold up throughout the show. Of course, we're here ready to answer your questions, your computer and your technology questions, your technical questions. You know, it can be about your computer. It can be about your smartphone, your smart speaker, your smart tablet. You might have a smart thermostat or a smart doorbell, smart television, or maybe you want one of those. Maybe you'd just like to be a little bit smarter to understand what those things are. Maybe you have questions about the cloud. Whatever your question is or the issue that you may have, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical problems. And of course, we've been doing this for not only for our listeners on Saturdays, but throughout the week, Saturday from 9 to 2 and Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and sometimes even earlier, quite often much later. We've been solving computer problems, helping out our customers, helping them, trying to help people to avoid scams and also help people be protected, have make sure that you're using the best protection that you can against viruses. How about protecting you against data loss, or in the event that you might have a ransomware event? How about protecting against that, or even protecting, putting in some measures so that hopefully you don't even have a situation like that to begin with? So, we've been offering these solutions for our customers and for anyone that wants them, really. So just, if you're interested in that, you can. Our number is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And, of course, we're here ready to answer your questions, your computer and your technology questions. I'm going to switch over to a full screen to just show you a threat or the type of email that some of our listeners and some of our customers fall prey to. And the particular email that I'm going to review today is just one of many similar types. And what we're doing here, let me get to the message, because I know, okay, get right to the correct window. So this is an email that came in. It says, you sent a payment of $631.99 USD to, and it gives a set of numbers by four numbers, a dash, and then it says Zocorf Inc. And it has a phone number. It says, we're available at, and it has a phone number during business hours. It's interesting. They don't actually say what their business hours are there. But I would imagine they're probably going to be available 24 hours a day, because they want to take your phone call, because this, I can guarantee you, is a scam. You don't want to call the number on the screen. It is a scam. So it says, it may take a few moments for this transaction to appear in your account. So otherwise, they're telling you, hey, this transaction happened. It may not be in your account yet, but it's going to be in your account. If you think there's a problem, give us a call, and we'll take care of that issue for you. So, they have a transaction ID, they have a transaction date, they have the merchant, they have in instructions, which they say you haven't entered any, and then it says PayPal user. So this is purporting to be a PayPal transaction. And again, the amount is $631.99. And you go on down, and it says, if you have not sent this payment, call, and it has the number to cancel or reverse the transaction. And then it goes on down, and again, repeats the amount, And it says we have 48, you have 48 business hours from the date of the transaction to open a dispute by calling support at, and it gives the time. And you can see that if you're looking on the screen, this actually came in on the 9th of March. So, you know, I've been saving this because we had a lot of callers last week, and we had some, you know, we had some callers the week before, so we didn't really get to this. But, you know, we don't always get to everything. So this is an issue, though, that really what they're trying to prompt you to do is to call the number. And what will happen if you call the number? Well, I've never called one of these numbers, so I don't personally know what would happen if I called the number. And by the way, I'm not going to personally call one of these numbers. I mean, if I did call one of these numbers, I would get a number. I would do so from a number that is a number that I don't use, that I don't need to use, that I don't want to use. You know, maybe create a Google Voice number or another voice over IP number and call from that number. But really, you know, I would not want them to have my number, because here's one of the things that happens. Once you call them, they know your number. They know you exist. They know that you responded to an email that they sent out, and they're going to be calling you back. And especially if you fell for part of their scam, or you might have sent them some money, or you might have given them a gift card, or you know, just the fact that you called them lets them know that you're a suspect, that you potentially might fall for their scam. But based on what customers have told us, sometimes what they'll do is they'll say, well, I need to get into your system to help you resolve this, you know, to reverse this transaction. Well, and then they try to talk you into letting them into your computer. If you let them into your computer, here's what they're going to do. Right off the bat, they're going to attempt to establish permanent remote software that allows them to take control of your computer. And they're also going to look for saved usernames and passwords in your browsers. So if you're one, and I know some of you out there, many of you out there, save your usernames and passwords in your browser. Think about your bank. If you have a brokerage account, your brokerage account, you know, any other important accounts. And by the way, you know, some people might not think your email account is important or your Facebook account is important. Let me tell you, it is, because you have contacts, you have friends, you have relatives that are friends with you, or maybe are in your contact list, that if you were really in trouble, they would help you out. And the scammers sometimes will send out emails saying that they're you, saying that you're in trouble, that you need some help, that you need some money. Can you do me a favor and go and buy this? You know, some of our customers have said, you know, they almost had me, but then some of the terms that they used were just not what that person would use. You know, but really, one of the things that's interesting about this email, and I just copied and pasted this portion of the email. I didn't get all of it, because I really didn't want to bring any hyperlinks over. But one of the things that's interesting about this email is, really, for the most part, the English is fairly good. A lot of times these have scams. These scams have bad English, but this has fairly good English. So they're going to try to get you into let you into their computer. Sometimes they will actually say that they're going to refund your money. They'll show you your bank account, and they'll show the balance on your bank account doubling. And then they say, "Well, I need you know, I'm going to get in trouble here. I need you to go and withdraw money to help make sure I don't get fired here." And we'll pick this up and talk a little bit about these scams on the next side of this break, because we're going to run out of time here. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you with your computer and technology issues. And, of course, we have been talking about scams, how to recognize a scam, how to avoid, and some of the things that might happen if you did call a number off of an email. And we're going to go back to that and just talk about that a little bit more. And again, I copied and pasted a portion of this email that purports to be a PayPal charge for $631.99. It says that I have 48 hours. Now, that creates a sense of urgency, 48 hours to dispute the transaction if I didn't make this transaction. So, and here's the way they get people. First of all, they're anticipating that you will be a person that is trusting and that you will assume that you're dealing with a legitimate business. And definitely, if you were dealing with a legitimate business and you actually, someone thought, someone actually may have gotten a hold of your information and purchased something, and you contacted the business and let them know it wasn't you, really a legitimate business would handle that. They would take care of that. They would process that and probably give you a refund, and then they would have to deal with seeing if they could collect from the other agency or whatever scammer actually purchased this product from them. And in some cases, a scammer may actually have received goods or services in exchange for the money that they actually paid. So, you know, if it were a legitimate transaction, you could, in a legitimate company, you could actually call them up, you could dispute the transaction, you could get resolution, and they are banking on the hopes that you will consider that this is a legitimate email, and that the entity that sent this email to you and the entity on the other side of this phone number is a legitimate company. And by the way, some of the people that work at the scamming agency that sent this email to you are going to be thinking that they're working for a legitimate company, and they're going to be ones that actually think that, you know, that what they're doing is actually providing a good service, and so they're not, some of them aren't even going to know that what they're doing is a scam. But one of the things that we've seen is we've heard this from customers that have fallen prey for this. They'll log into your system. You know, they'll talk you into letting them into your system. You know, they don't just get into your system. You let them into your system. And this, and as many times as we say this on the radio and on this show that's streamed not only to the radio, WPSL 1590 AM and WCNO 89.9 FM, but also is simulcast and streamed simultaneously to Facebook and YouTube, where you can listen to it throughout the week. As often as we say this, we still have people coming in that fall for these types of scams, that call the number and let someone into their system. And one of the things, again, that they tell us happens sometimes is that the person will act on the other end that logs into the system will actually look like they're logging into your bank account. And it shows what actually looks like a legitimate balance on the bank account. So you actually see what looks like your balance. And then they say, well, I'm going to refund this money. And in this case, it's $631.22. Well, let's say you have a little bit of money and you have, like, let's say $10,000 in the bank. Well, what we've heard from some of our clients is the amount doubles. So you actually see that there's $20,000 in the bank, and they say, oh, I'm really sorry, I made a mistake. Boy, I'm going to get fired for this. I was only supposed to refund you $631.99, but I refunded you accidentally $10,000. So I need you to go to the bank and withdraw $9,000. Let's do the math here real quickly. $68.01. How is that? Hopefully my math was correct in that. So I want you to go to a gas station, and there's going to be someone there to meet you, and you're going to give them a bag with this money in it. Now, by the way, you might, some of you out there I know are thinking, well, this is a scam. And in fact, a lot of people, once they hear this, they realize that they've been scammed and that they let scammers into their computer. By the way, it's not a good thing for scammers to have access to your computer. You never want to let them in the first place. But once you realize, if you realize that you've let scammers into your system, it's pretty important to make sure that they're out of your system. And so a lot of people come to us at that point, and thankfully they didn't fall for this. They didn't give them the money. But you know what? It's a sad thing that there are people that do fall for this. And some of them, we've had customers that have lost $300. We've had customers that have lost $700. We've had customers that have lost $10,000 or $20,000. And that's serious money, especially if you're retired, if you're living on a fixed income. By the way, that's serious money for me. But you know what? I'm still working. I'm still making money. I can recover from that. If you're 60 years old, 65, 70, 80 years old, and you have a limited amount of money, and the amount of money you have is from your savings, and you depend on that, and, you know, with the cost going up, you know, losing that, you know, it's not like you're going to go out. You know, you could maybe go out and get a job, but would you want to? Some people, a lot of people that are retired, you know, can't even go out and get a job. They're not really at a place, and many of them don't want to go out and get a job. So you know, the idea of having to work to earn back this money that a scammer, that you lost to a scammer, and once you know, you take that cash out of your bank, and you hand it over to someone that you don't even know because you're trusting them, and you saw the money go into your bank, but by the way, the money's not in your bank. And really, your bank is a friend. And one of the things that these scammers will say is, don't tell the bank why you're taking the money out. Well, you know, this is your money, and you can do this, and you don't have to let them know. Well, you have to realize, the bank is on alert to try to help protect you from these scammers. And you know, you're their customer, and they're there to help you. You know, if they say, hey, I need you to go to Walmart and buy a gift card, I need you to go to Walgreens or CVS or wherever and buy a gift card, those employees there sometimes will pick up that, hey, this might be a scam. And a lot of times you'll even see at the bank or at the places of you know, that sell these gift cards, a sign that says, you know, if you've been asked to buy a gift card from someone that you don't know, be very cautious about this because it can be a scam. You know, we had one of our customers, and this was a customer that knew us and should have known better. They could have called us, and we would have set them straight and steered them clear of falling for this. But we had one customer that actually, you know, at the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and all that was, you may remember, all that was happening with that, and really the large amount of really press, and really at that time there was a lot of scamming, and I think this might even have been before that, but there were a lot of scammers and hackers that were coming out of Russia, and by the way, they still are. But one of the things that happened was this particular customer received a call, and some of these scams start from a call. So what happens is you get a call, and you know, the call says, you know, that there's a problem with your computer, and you know, we're Microsoft, or we're Norton, or we're McAfee, or they'll say that there's someone else, and we've detected, sometimes they say they're Apple, we've detected fraudulent activity, or we've detected you know, something going on your system. Your system is unprotected, and we need your help. You know, we need you to let us in so that we can actually resolve this. And then they'll get into your system and they'll say, well, listen, look at this. You don't have any protection here. You don't have, and by the way, you may not have good protection, but you know, are you going to trust a scammer that you don't know to resolve this and to fix this problem? Well, people fall for this. This particular customer let these scammers into his system, and they were telling him that his data was unencrypted, and they needed to encrypt it, and they needed to use the number on a gift card to encrypt his data. And that was going to be the encryption key. So he went to Staples and bought a gift card and came back and gave the scammers that gift card number. And they said, you know what? That number didn't work, so I need you to go back to the store and buy a different gift card. I think the first one he bought was like $300. He was going back to buy a larger amount, spend a larger amount on a different gift card. They didn't have that gift card where he went to buy it. And thankfully, the person at the store said, hey, you know, this might be a scam. At that point, they called us, and we came in, and we got rid of the scammers out of their system. But, you know, one of the things we're trying to do here, and we try to do with our customers, is we try to educate so that you can know to not let them in the first place. You know, these are scammers. They're not legitimate people. You know, it's not a legitimate business. You know, just because you see an email, I'll go back to the email. The email says that you paid a certain amount of money, and that even if the amount hasn't hit your bank account, it will soon. You have 48 hours to challenge this transaction. What does that say? Tell you? That tells you if you don't challenge the transaction in 48 hours, you're stuck with it. You're going to have to pay this, and no one wants to pay $631.99 that they didn't. That's not a legitimate transaction. So you want to. Your first instinct is to call up to challenge the transaction, but just realize that's a scam. And by the way, this number probably doesn't even work anymore, because whoever provided this number probably figured out that it's a scam and shut the number down. And you know, the number's going to change, the email address is going to change, and you know, they're going to continue to send this same information out. And so one of the things that we do for our customers, and we have customers that regularly ask us, you know, they ask us, they say, hey, can you log into my system and look at this email, see if this is legitimate or not? Is this something that I need to be concerned about? Do I need to call this? Is this or do I need to pay this bill? Is it a real bill? And a lot of people, a lot of our business customers don't even know what they have. And they're receiving these emails that say, you know, you owe this much money for Norton, or you owe this much money for McAfee, or you owe this much money for a Microsoft service. And they ask me, well, is this something that you signed us up for? And really, most of the services that we sign customers up for, we actually provide the service, and we also are the one, we also bill the customer directly, and we're actually purchasing the product separately from a vendor, maybe even from the company itself that provides the software. Well, you know, we're actually purchasing directly from them, but still we log in, we see whether the email is legitimate, we let them know in most cases it's not legitimate, and we let them know that, so that they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to call the number. You don't have to click on the link. You want to protect yourself. And we have customers that will just call us up, and we'll log into their system remotely and see, is this a legitimate email? Is it a legitimate message or not? And if it's not legitimate, then you need to steer clear of it, and definitely do not call the number. Now, by the way, if you ever do call one of these numbers, they know your number, and they will be calling you back, and they'll be hoping they can trick you into letting them into your computer. And we have one customer that actually did that twice in a period of about 2 weeks, let them into his computer. And he actually signed up for our cybersecurity package, and we're actually protecting his system now. And even if he calls their number in the future, he won't have the authority to let them in to his system. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question, 772-3333. 334-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back for the final segment of today's show. So as we were coming out of that last, or going into the last break, I mentioned that we have a customer that actually has fallen for some of these some of these scams. Really, he brought his computer in twice within 2 weeks because he had let scammers into the system. You know, the first time we cleaned up his system, we installed some security software, made sure the scammers were out of his system, and we also installed a browser plugins that actually help protect. We call it a Faster PC's browser protection package. Actually protects against ads and malicious sites, and a lot of the threats that pop up on a computer actually come from ads that are stored on infected computers. So we did all of that the first time. Well, the second time, they knew that he had responded in the past, so they called him back again, and he let them in again. So he brought his computer in again, and so we talked to him at this point about not only, cleaning his system, but also signing up for our new Cyber Protect, Cyber Shield defense that we offer. We offer this to businesses. We also offer it to people that are working at a home office, and we are offering it now to residences as well. So you can be a residential customer, just a person that has a computer, but you want to make sure that your system is protected. We actually have software that we can put on there, and we have configuration that we can do that will not only help protect your system, but also if you were to accidentally or maybe even purposely click on a link that launches malicious code, we have software that can run on your system that will squash that code, shut it down, and prevent it from running. Well, so how does this work? Well, we have software that's, and you may have heard this phrase. I think there was even a Super Bowl ad that mentioned, that actually was advertising zero trust. And what zero trust is basically just kind of what it sounds. It doesn't trust anything unless you've told it you want to trust it. Well, here's what actually happens. First of all, we install the software, and then we allow the software to run on your system and build policies that allow what you normally use. Now, we're going to want to make sure your system's clean, that it's not infected, that you don't have scammers in there, because we don't want to allow them as a part of the policy to continue to do this. So we're going to want to scan the system, make sure they're totally out of the system. But then we're going to look at the types of things that you do. Like, for instance, if you use Firefox or Chrome, or if you use Edge to access the internet, it's going to allow that. If you use the Faster PC browser protection package plugins that we were talking about that block ads and malicious sites, well, it will allow those to run. But let's say after we have looked at what's in and audited the system and built those policies, we then lock the system where the software starts protecting. At that point, if you want to install a program, let's say it's even a legitimate program, the software is not going to allow you to do that initially. And you might say, well, that's inconvenient. Well, you have to realize sometimes there's some trade-off. And by the way, it's not very inconvenient, because the thing is, what you would do is the best way to do it would be to coordinate with a Faster PC ahead of time and say, hey, listen, I'm going to install this software. Can you help me with this? Can you assist me with this? Or can you stand by and be looking for an alert? What will happen when you go to install that software? You'll see an actual opportunity to send an alert to us, and we can then review that. We can see, well, is this file legitimate? Does this have a virus in it? Is this legitimate software? And if it is, we actually can allow that software, and we also can elevate the local user account, which, by the way, one of the things we're going to do is create an admin user and turn your username into a non-admin user. Well, how does that help you? How does that protect you? Well, it protects you because when you go to actually install a program, you're not going to be able to. And you might say, well, how is that going to help me? Well, think about this. If you can't install, if your username can't install a program, what happens if you click on a link that launches a malicious script that starts to try to install itself? Well, it wouldn't be able to install either. And so that's the way we do that to protect you. But again, we have this software that has the ability, we have the ability of elevating your username. If it is a legitimate software and it's not going to harm your computer in any way to install it. Let's say you're installing TurboTax, or you're installing Zoom, you're installing Skype, whatever it is that you're installing. Maybe it's even an update to a version of software that you already have. Some of those will automatically be picked up and be allowed, but some of them won't be. And so we have the ability to, again, check that out in the background, make sure everything's okay. We can actually look at the file. We can see what the file is trying to do. We can examine it. We can run virus scans on it. We can make sure it's a legitimate file. We can even talk to you and say, listen, are you trying to do something, or did you accidentally click on a link? And we can allow that. We can also elevate your username so that for a short period of time, your username has admin rights. We can even log in for you and do the installation for you so that you don't even have to deal with it. And make sure that the installation is in there, that it's running, and that your system is safe. So this protects you against unknown threats that are out there. And those unknown threats could be, again, a link in an email where you're tricked into clicking a link that launches malicious script, or maybe you actually go to a web page and the web page has an ad that's infected, and that ad pops up and you see a malicious message that's popping up there. So you have situations like that. Well, what happens with software like Firefox or Chrome or Zoom or Skype or any number of programs out there, even Microsoft Office? There are times where there's a threat built into that software that's not known. So that's an unknown threat. But here's the problem. If it becomes known by a security firm, they typically will contact the manufacturer. Maybe it's Microsoft. Maybe it's someone else. They'll work on a patch. There'll be a joint press release. The patch will be released. At that point, you have a limited amount of time to get that patch into your system so that your system is updated, so that what you can do is you can actually make sure that your system is updated, your system is protected, and that you can, you know, that you're not susceptible to that threat. Well, to help you and to assist you in making sure that those types of threats are patched often, we actually have a solution for that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But if the threat is found first by a hacker, well, the hacker will start exploiting that threat, and that's what's called a zero-day threat. And so this software that we're running is actually capable of building rules that allow a program to do certain things, but not other things that it wouldn't ordinarily do if it were operating legitimately. And so... So this is something that's called ring fencing, where the program is able to run, it's able to do what it's supposed to do, but it's not able to do other things that it's not supposed to do. Another thing we can do with this is we can actually build data policies. So we can actually look at what programs over the last month or so have actually accessed your hard drive. And we can build a rule that allows that program or those programs to access your hard drive and make changes. And then we can actually prohibit other programs from making changes to your hard drive. And again, we can still override that. We can examine if something needs to happen. We can examine that. We can see whether that's legitimate or not and allow it. But what happens here is if you're tricked into clicking a link where there's malicious software on your computer that wants to start encrypting data on your computer, what does that mean when you encrypt data on your computer? Well, it just makes it so that you can't use your files. So your pictures are unusable, so that your Word documents, your Excel documents, your tax forms are totally unusable. Sometimes even programs are totally unusable. So we can actually make it so that that program, that malicious script that's trying to encrypt your data, can't actually do it because it doesn't have permission to write to your drive. So again, that's our new service that we've been offering. Well, we've been offering it for a little bit, but we have started rolling it out recently, not only to businesses, but also to home office and residential customers as well. And that's a Faster PCs Cyber Protect. And again, we have different versions of that for business, medical practices, law firms, accountants, some of these establishments are under regulatory requirements to carry out certain and make sure you have certain safety protocols. Others actually have, may not have those requirements, but still it's important to protect your data and to protect the data of your customers. And then, but we've also been rolling this out to residential customers as well to help protect you. To help, some of our customers, again, have lost big money. Even individuals have lost big money. One of them, $10,000. We've heard of $20,000. This is something that we want to help protect you from. And, of course, again, we offer that service where, even if you don't sign up for our Cyber Protect service, you could give us a call and say, hey, I don't know about this. I'm getting a message on my screen. I don't know if this is legitimate. We can log into your system. We can check it out. We can make sure. We can see whether things are, whether the message is legitimate or not. Or if there's an email and you're not sure, should I respond to this? Should I call the number? Should I click on the link? Should I open the attachment? Well, we can actually check that out for you and give you recommendations based on our experience. And we try to train you on this show how to determine whether something is legitimate or not. But a lot of our customers say, hey, I don't want to know necessarily how it works. I don't want to even, it's just a little bit too confusing for me.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is Why the Newly Signed Heartbeat Law is Not Good but Merely Less Evil.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know by now the Pastor PC
solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.